Today is a very significant day on the Jewish calendar. We started saying Tachnun again. There's an old Jewish joke. What travels faster than the speed of light? On a day we don't say Tachnun, when the Baal Tefillah says HaMavarech Esam Yisrael B'Shalom, for someone to scream out, Kaddish. It just takes a millisecond for that to happen. That's our attitude towards Tachnun. There's a certain joy in missing Tachnun. There's an excitement permeating the Beis Medrash when there's a chasen or a bris or a minor yontif and we can skip Tachna. And if it falls out on Monday or Thursday, even better. However, Rav Druk in his Sefer Darsh Mardechai says something very frightening. Ro'u lidoik al hefser ha-tachnan. We should be very worried and distressed on a day we don't say Tachna. He says, who knows, by you having said Tachna today, how many difficulties you avoided, how many tragedies were averted. It is true that al pi halacha we don't say Tachnun on such a day. However, we should still be concerned for having failed to cash in on a golden opportunity, because Tachnun is such a powerful tefillah. So we see the tremendous value and efficacy of Tachnun. To illustrate this point, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story brought down by the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia. The Gemara discusses the most famous oven in Shas, the Taner Shalachnai, a certain type of earthenware oven. There was an intense debate amongst the Tanaim if this oven is susceptible to Tumah or not. The Chachamim said that it's Tameh. However, Rabbi Eliezer held that it's Tahar. So obviously, we followed the majority and they paskened that it's Tameh. But Rabbi Eliezer wasn't deterred. He kept on bringing proofs to his opinion that it's Tahar. But the Chachamim refuted them all. And Rabbi Eliezer dug in his heels and would not concede. Then the fireworks began. He started manipulating the laws of nature. Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim, "Im halacha kamoisi, if the halacha is like me, this carob tree will prove it." And the carob tree uprooted from its place. However, the Chachamim weren't fazed. Then Rabbi Eliezer said, "Im halacha kamoisi, amas amayim mechichu." And the water in the stream began flowing in the opposite direction. And they still weren't fazed. Rabbi Eliezer kept on going, "Koislei beis medrash yechichu." And the walls of the beis medrash started to collapse. And the Chachamim still didn't give in. Then Rabbi Eliezer pulled out his last card. Im halacha kamoisi, men hashamayim yechichu. There should be a sign from heaven that I'm right. A baskal rang out from heaven and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim said, we will ignore the baskal. Because of his defiance and for manipulating the laws of nature, Reb Gamliel, the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, placed Rabbi Eliezer in Cheirem. They excommunicated him. The Gemara says that this decision would haunt Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Gamliel was once traveling on a boat, and a tremendous wave came towards the boat and threatened to capsize the boat. And he understood why this was happening. He got up and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Galu v'yadia lefanecha sheloi lechvoidi asisi. Hashem, you know that I didn't do it for my honor, elu lechvoidecha, but for your honor, shleirbu machloikis b'Yisrael. And immediately the sea calmed down. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel were brothers-in-law, schwagers. The wife of Rabbi Eliezer was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara says, ever since Rabbi Gamliel placed Rabbi Eliezer in Cheirem, the wife of Rabbi Eliezer made sure that her husband would never say Tachlin. She feared, because of the hard feelings her husband had for her brother, Rabbi Gamliel, that her husband's Tachlin would be so powerful it would harm her brother. So every day she made sure that her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, would not say Tachlan. But the Gemara says, Yom Echad, one day she miscalculated. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and she was sure that her husband would not be saying Tachlan that day. So she didn't think it was necessary to prevent him from saying Tachlan. But it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. It would be a day later. And upon realizing her mistake, she goes running into her husband's room. But it was too late. His head was down saying Tachnun. She immediately said to her husband, "Come, you can get up now. Katlus la'achi, you just killed my brother." And shortly thereafter, word came down that the great Nasi, Reb Gamliel, passed away. Reb Eliezer turns to his wife and he asks her, "How did you know that your brother passed away?" And she tells him, "Kach mekublanu mebeis avi. I have a tradition. Kol ha'sha'arim nanalim. All gates in heaven are closed, chutz mishari inah, except for the prayers from people that were insulted and mistreated. Hashem has a soft spot for those tefillahs. And I knew that if you ever daven tachanun with a broken heart because of the way you were treated, Hashem would take immediate action. And that's how I knew that he passed away. What an incredible story. But the question is, Rebbe Eliezer davened so many tefillahs, including Shmoyne Esrei, including Kol Nidre, including Nila. Why didn't she stop him every time before he started Shmoyne Esrei? Why wasn't she concerned when he davened all those other tefillahs on Yom Kippur? Why specifically by the tefillah of Tachna? And from here we see the power and potency of Tachna. The tefillah of Tachna has a greater impact in Shemayim than any other tefillah. So let's think about that before we scream out, "Is Gadol!" And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.